Let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right.
All right.
Waterlogged.
I know. You know, I put the Yankee game on at 6:30 last night.
Did you see the ridiculous stuff they were doing?
How stupid were they? They should have just canceled the game right then and there. Did you see the outfield?
Yep.
They were trying.
Did you see them using the lawn blowers?
Lawn blowers, squeegees. They even were using what they use at the golf course, and they use it to aerate grass to keep it nice and strong and healthy. They have these aerators, and it pokes holes in the turf. They were using that to drain it. What did they think was going to happen when they took off the infield? And when they take off tarps, folks, most people, I don't know if you realize it, they take off tarps and they angle the water towards a drain so it drains out. Well, Mike, you don't have to be an Einstein to figure how much rain we have, how much groundwater there is, that the drain system's not going to work as good. It's just not.
It was pathetic. I was watching that and I'm like, what are these idiots trying to do?
Now,
they're using blowers to move water from one piece of grass to the other.
Have you ever seen that funny video on the internet where a guy is bailing water out of his yard into the next person's yard?
Yeah.
And it's a metal fence.
They were moving it from left field to center field. Yeah. It was just a disaster.
Now who has
just call the game?
That's the umpires have it right before the game starts, or is it the
No, it's the home team. Yeah. Once the game starts, then the umpires have it.
They should. That was just ridiculous that they were trying to get that.
All that was to cash the tickets in, because now they're going to play a doubleheader, I think Wednesday,
yeah,
as two single games where you have to come in, fill it up, and then leave, and then fill it up again.
Uh-huh.
Baseball's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, it was stupid. I think it was 2 hours for them, not that, and they just should have canceled it.
God forbid you play a doubleheader and say fill the place up.
Yeah.
No, you got to fill it and empty it and fill it and empty it.
Yeah.
And like you said, that game last night, I mean, it only rained for 36 hours. Let's try to play.
And there was more rain on the way. They only had about an hour and a half window.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Absolute idiots. Well, you know, let's pay to park and while you're waiting, let's have a $12 beer and an $8 hot dog and this and that. And oh no, we're not playing tonight. See you Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's not only, I'm sure it's not just the Yankees. I'm sure there's other teams do the same thing, and it's just ridiculous.
Well, here's the whole thing, folks. It was a game against the Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, you had to get that in.
I mean, it was a game against the Orioles. All right.
That was of utmost importance.
Would have been something had they started and the player got injured. Yeah, they, one
more, well, then, one there you go. Now you're thinking logically, which they don't do.
Yeah. It's crazy. It was crazy. No doubt about it. All right, let's see. What else we got in sports?
Well, the only thing that took place last night was hockey. St. Louis got out to a 2-0 lead, and San Jose came back to tie it. And then St. Louis spurted it out again to beat San Jose 4-2 to tie that series at 1. Boston, Carolina tonight. Game three, Boston up 2-0. Carolina in a must-win situation. If they don't win tonight, the Bruins are in the Stanley Cup Finals.
All right. And the 76ers rehired their coach even though they lost that game.
Who's their coach?
I forget. But he was a first-year coach, and he did a hell of a job with them. Nobody expected them to do what they did. What's his name? Hang on. Let me take a look. Hang on a second here. I know he's got a gray hair. He's got gray
Most
hair.
Most of them do.
See, who is it? Here is it. Who is it? 76ers bring back head coach after game 7 loss. Tell us his name is. Brett Brown.
There you go. And who's
Brett
that?
Brown.
Charlie Brown's cousin?
I don't know. But I'm sorry I brought the damn thing up.
Yeah. Hey, the Phillies played last night and won 7-4. That must have been a beautiful game. They must have had about 18 people in the stands. They got more rain in Philly than we got.
Hey, it's just ridiculous how much rain it is we got out there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the Astros won again. That's 9 out of 10, 6 in a row.
And they're doing it without Altuve again. He's out.
Altuve's playing terrible when he's playing, too.
Yeah.
He's hitting about 230. It's the lowest I've ever seen him hit.
But everybody else is hitting the ball out of the ballpark.
They got a good team.
Yeah, they got a real good team.
Good team, good pitching. Beat Detroit yesterday 8-1. So, you know, it is what it is. That's in my opinion, that's the team to beat.
Okay, so yesterday, Russell Wilson, took his mother out for a late Mother's Day thing, and they drove by a house, and they went.
He bought the house.
Yeah, he bought. They walked into the house, and she was all, you know, what a beautiful house this is. And he handed her the keys for Mother's Day.
Nice to be in that position, huh?
I think that's kind of cool. You know, he handed.
Oh yeah,
keys.
But not everybody can afford to go buy their mother a house.
No, but you can.
I can barely afford to pay my mortgage.
But when you do make it, and you have to remember that your parents enabled you to make it by taking you to practices and everything like that.
Oh yeah,
they should be part of the deal. They should be part
of
the deal.
I tell everybody, like my baseball, I wouldn't have been able to be as good as I was or get as far as I did because if it wasn't for my parents, for all the summers they gave up and all the driving from this place to that place. Yeah, but I mean, behind most successful athletes, there's some parents that gave up a lot for them to be that way.
I think behind most successful people, I'm not going to say I'm successful, but I will tell you when I was a kid and before I got my first job, my mother knew somebody that owned a radio station, right? Every weekend, she would drive me over, 30 minutes over, drop me off, come back 3 hours later. She would do that twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
That led to my first job, part-time job in Great Barrington. She used to take me to Torrington, the WTOR. And she always used to take Mark to all his sports things, my brother Mitchell, Milan. I mean, parents are part of the deal when they're involved there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So. Because you wouldn't be going to all those practices, and we wouldn't, you know. And nope. I really feel sorry for the parents that have young skaters that are going into hockey. Because really, when they're that young, if you start them when they're like
middle of the night,
you're like 6 or 7 years old, mm-hmm. you're buying skates left and right for the rest.
Buying skates and ice times in the middle of the night.
Yep, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It used to be anyway.
It's the same way.
I did that too.
You get ice time where you can get ice time. That's exactly right.
Yep.
All right, that's enough.
Hey, they drew the Friday positions for the stakes races at Pimlico, and if Friday's an inclination, Saturday's going to be some card because Friday's card's really, really good.
Oh, so it looks like it'll be a good racing weekend then.
Yeah, the weather's supposed to cooperate too, so. As usual, we'll do Friday's races Thursday and Saturday's races on Friday.
All right. And we'll do tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we'll see what it brings.
Right.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, right?
That's right.
Okie doke.
All right, Mike, I'll speak to you then.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Gozzi, a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.